So he talks about this Tom Shoes business model. Everybody should have this Tom Shoes business model.
Yep.
Why don't everybody do this? And I'm like, that's it. That's how I'm going to fund From Orphan to CEO. I'm going to launch a product or service in my company where we completely use that to fund this idea. We're going to go and help businesses with the skills that I'm good at, get them to help me fund this Tom Shoes business model idea where the students that could never afford me but need my help, they can get it. And in that 2 years, 3 years since we've done that, we've been able to launch Manifestation School of Business. We have over 18,000 entrepreneurs in 77 different countries that are now learning how to serve their way to success. And we've got everybody from Cole Hatter, Sanja, Les Brown, Ty Lopez, Grant Cardone. I mean, the list goes on of who's been able to say, yes, let's help the next generation of entrepreneurs, because it's possible. They just need to know that it is.
Let's go!
You are listening to the HeFluence Podcast, and we're having candid and actionable conversations about your health, relationships, business, and ministry. And now here's your host, the Second Chance Coach for Men, Michael David Huey.
Guys, welcome to another session of the HeFluence Podcast. This is your founder and CEO, Michael David Huey, and I get excited. It was funny, we were just praying before we started, and I get excited when I do these every single time. And I think it's because of the guest. I think it's because when I decided to do this, I was encouraged by several very amazing men of God who encouraged me to start this. And I was sharing with Manny before we got on. It's his heart and my heart to serve. Our heart is to serve people, to be used by God to serve people. And I think when I watch him, that's what he does. When I see him speak, I don't see Manny speak. I see the oracles of heaven being used by him to touch and to minister and to encourage. He's a great father. You know, he helps. I love this. This is what he said, because I'm not going to steal his glory. I'm going to let you tell him his story, because I don't follow a lot of people on social media. I'm just going to be transparent with you. A lot of my listeners will know. Tim Story and I were yesterday talking about this, about, you know, how do we separate ministry from business, right? And he said, it's 50-50. And then I said, no, Tim, it's really 100-100. And he was like, oh my God, I'm never saying 50-50 again, right? He's like, if God gave me both things, I got to give him 100-100, right? And so when I watch Manny Lopez, I see him give 100-100. I see him inspiring people. I love watching him and Les Brown talk a lot. I've been a fan of Les's for many, many years, and just the man who he is. And so what Manny does is that he inspires and helps people create strategies. He consults for PR opportunities, for systems automation. I mean, just a lot of things. When I read his bio, I'm just amazed. Like, God has literally planted all these gifts inside of him, and now they're being manifested in the lives of other people. And I know that if you're listening to us today, you're not watching on YouTube, you can't see him. Him and I are smiling. He's smiling because I know that God has used him and given him gifts and talents. And I believe that if we don't use those gifts and talents, we never really fulfill the destiny and the calling and the purpose and the plans that God has for us, right? And so I like it. It says on his bio, it says he's a paid consultant and lead generation to over 1,000 brands worldwide, featuring Inc. magazine. He's worked with Showcase on NBC and Huffington Post and Bloomberg's, recently named Best Media at Living Legends and Carnegie Hall, which I really love. A CEO Space International graduate. Within just 2 years of starting a business, Manny was named one of the best by Facebook when they hit over 1 million advertisers. I love that. And I know that nowadays, as we're coming through this, it was really funny when my wife and I were just talking when we moved to Central Florida. We realized that we didn't know anybody here, right? Like, we didn't know anybody. We just, God said, get up and move, and we moved, right? And just the impact that makes when you make decisions to step out. And like Manny, and I know you're going to hear about that today. So I just want to welcome to the HeFluence Podcast. I've been tugging at him a little while, because I knew God wanted him when I made a list of names. And I'll just share this with you so you guys are listening. I I made a list of names, and I had, and he doesn't even know this. I'm just telling him live so he can kind of see this. I made a list of about 35 people that I wanted to have on over the last part of the year, right? And 34 of them have spoken, and today the last one is speaking. So it's wow. really cool how God worked that out to do that. I have a couple other now that I've planned on out for now for the rest of the time. And it's just been good. It's been really good. And so I'm excited to hear his story. So welcome to the Heatfluence podcast, Manny Lopez. Thanks for being on with me today, brother.
Thank you, brother. I'm excited to be here. Let's serve some souls today.
Awesome. So I feel like I know a little bit about you because I've read your bio. I've read a lot about you. I've listened to you. And I said it before, like, I don't follow a lot of people on Facebook because I just believe that there's a lot of stuff on Facebook that I don't want to hear and I don't want to listen to. So I learned this from my friend George Bryant. He said, I follow 11 people on Facebook. And what do you think I asked him? Like, why? Right? Like, why do you follow 11 people? He says, those 11 people make a massive impact my everyday to push my needle more towards doing the things that I'm called to do. And so Manny's hearing this for the first time because I like to surprise people when I'm talking to him, is that I think Manny pushes the needle for me in some aspects. And I watch how he is just a husband and a father and just a servant. And so tell me about your story. Tell me where you came from so that people can kind of get to know you a little bit better.
Sure. So California, born and raised. I've, you know, looked at a lot of different areas to call home. By the time I would think I was 20, I had lived in 20 different homes, at least. My story, from what I remember, you know, beginning stages, about 18 months, I was left in a car. And shortly after that experience, me and my sister are put into foster care, where we're bounced around to many homes for many years. But we finally end up getting a forever family. That means that you get adopted and you have a family that you end up growing with. And but even with a forever family, I ended up a lot like these kids that don't find one. And that's a big passion for me today, is to focus on the foster care system, where 2 out of 3 of these kids, within just 1 year of aging out, they're dead, homeless, or in jail. I was homeless twice by the time I was 24, and it took 3 specific things that I'm constantly talking about today that turned things around for me, made that needle move, right? And that was mentorship, entrepreneurship, and faith. And those 3 things combined are what is kind of the foundation of what I teach today, which is taking these skills that I've acquired, like you've been saying, right? And these things that I can now take and teach. And this is what I use to kind of make my impact, is trying to reverse that statistic. I want to see 2 out of 3 of these kids not dead, homeless, or in jail within a year. I want to see them, by the time they age out, they have a mentor, they understand entrepreneurship, and they own their own business.
Awesome. So why don't you share a little bit about that? Why don't you talk a little bit about those 3 titles? Because it was really funny. So yesterday, when I had Tim on here, we just went down. We went deep, Manny. We literally got on, and it was really cool. He talked about 3 things. He talked about that your life is specific, your life is unique, and your life is unpredictable. And I love that. I thought, wow, how defining and how epic about how your body is at. So talk a little about those 3 things. Talk about the 3 areas that you have felt like mentorship, entrepreneurship, and faith, what those mean to you and how you exude those in your life and in the people's lives that you touch.
Sure. So mentorship, the way I look at it is that you got to find somebody not only to look up to, but somebody who's actually accomplished what you're trying to accomplish, right? And learn from them and have somebody that's actually willing to teach you get to that next level. Entrepreneurship is the vehicle that you're going to use to actually build your own dream. You can't really wait for permission to build someone else's dream. And that's what a lot of people are doing. They sit by thinking that they're going to have a chance, right? And that's what I thought it was. I thought I had to build my way up to being this CEO of someone else's company and realizing that, no, it's a decision, Manny. My mentor that I first had sat me down after spending years trying to go after a dream to build someone else's dream. And he goes, Manny, it's time to build your own. You can't wait for permission to build someone else's dream. And it was a kind of a profound moment at that point where I'm like, what are you talking about? They wouldn't even give me the manager position here that I've worked day in and day out for. And you're telling me I'm just going to skip all that and go straight to CEO. He's like, Manny, it's not permission. It's a decision. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. And then faith. Faith has to be your foundation that you are doing something more than just to go make money, right? It's not just out there to go create fame and fortune. You got to look at something where you have a God-given skill. Everyone has a genius inside of them, right? You look at somebody and you're comparing them to, you know, oh, well, you can't do that. You're not smart. Well, they can run circles around you in this area, right? Every single one of my kids, no matter which age, I've got 5, 11, and almost 14. And each one of them can run circles around me in at least one area that I could not. They're genius in that area, right? That's what we have to do. We have to identify what is your genius. How can you teach that genius? It's something where I call it the art of business. When you want to have success in something, in any endeavor in life, focus on creating the art of business. That is your audience. Who is the audience that you are going to serve that you can relate to? They can relate to you. They've got to be able to trust you. And the only way they can trust you is they can relate. The second thing is the result. What is the result that you can actually get, that measurable result that you can get for that audience? Ideally, this audience has a challenge that you need to help them solve, right? That's what your result is the solution. The T is the time frame. When you can actually put a time frame on that result, that becomes your business. And how do you find your audience? Well, I call that the three E's, right? That is easy, exciting, experience, right? Your business, what you're going to get paid to do, Michael, is you're going to get paid for the things that are easy for you to do, exciting for you to talk about and learn about, because you're out there just being a sponge for knowledge on that concept in that topic, and things that you have experience in getting results with. Your customer are the ones that can check off those three E's. It ain't easy for them. It ain't exciting for them to go learn about or talk about, and they have no experience in getting any results with. Find those people and they will pay you to either teach them how to do it or to do it for them.
It's so good because, you know, it's funny. I hired a coach recently. I think all of us have coaches, right? Good entrepreneurs have coaches, right?
Yeah.
And it's funny how, man, you're gonna appreciate this. So it's funny how he came into my life. We jumped on a Zoom. He thought I was interviewing him for a podcast. I thought he was interviewing me for me to hire him him to hire me to work with him on his health, right? And he was like, we were like, looked at each other and we're like, what are we doing here? And he's like, and then we discussed that situation. And what I learned from him is he said, look, you can either have me do this for you or you can have me do this with you so you know what I'm doing. It sounds like you haven't had a great experience in your past with people just doing it for you. So you want to know everything that's going on. He said, then I'm your guy, right? He's like, I want to hire you. You want to hire me. And I'm really encouraged by what you said here when you said it's easy and exciting. And then it's the experience, right? And so so the faith part. So you talked about mentoring. You talked about entrepreneurship. Talk about your faith, like where what your background is with that, how you're raised up in it. And you and I were laughing about this before I said this about, you know, about Tim's story, you know, saying that when I asked him how he separated, because he's a pastor and then he's also an entrepreneur, right? Like he's trained Lee Iacocca and Smokey Robinson and Oprah and all these famous people. I said, well, how do you deviate between entrepreneurship and business? And he said, oh, it's 50-50. And I said, no, it's 100-100. So tell me a little bit about your faith and how it mixes in with your business and how that mentorship, entrepreneurship, and faith flow together.
So faith was kind of an up and down for me. So starting out when I got my forever family, it was a faith-based family, very close to my grandmother, Grandma Mary. And she was the, you know, sang in the choir, taught me piano, taught me to read the Bible, right? Had me by 10 years old reading the entire Bible front to back. And
it was my grandmother too.
Right. And we lost her on Christmas Eve, 1998. And since that moment and how much pain she had to go through leaving this earth, it was a very big big setback that kind of took the family away from faith. And so at that point, I always thought, well, we're just not that important, right? No matter, I mean, we had the pinnacle of faith torn from our family, right? And everything was kind of downhill from there. Then I met my wife, right? Very faith-based. And she had a very close relationship with God. Me, not so much. And 2017, there was this fork in the road in my business. I had already gotten some accolades and all kinds of fun stuff. Some of the stuff you read in the bio there were already done by that point. But for me, I wasn't fulfilled. I had the mentorship. I had the entrepreneurship. I didn't really have the faith. And every single time I've talked to millionaires that were not faith-based, they had this emptiness. I've checked off all the freaking boxes. Why don't I feel good? And then I looked at, okay, so what the heck is going on here? So I'm at this fork in the road of my business where it would put me at a really big question mark about how I would get results if I go this new route. I mean, it's brand new. I'd have to completely change the trajectory of what I was doing, what I had already had proven results with. And so for me, it was a big confusion. I just didn't have an answer for it. I looked to my wife. She's been my rock since high school. I mean, we've been together since we were kids. She knows me. And she didn't really have an answer. She was pretty quiet. So we go along that day. About midnight, my dog starts barking. And he's a little Maltese poodle. Usually sneaks in whenever I'm doing interviews and tries to get in. He's like, oh, let me hang out with you. The kids are harassing me all the time. But little Maltese poodle is about 10 pounds, you know, and you know, it's got a bladder the size of a peanut. So he's got to go. He's going to keep barking every 10 minutes until I bring him out. So yep. I take him outside. It's cold. It's January 27, 2017, and it's really quiet outside. At that point, I'm living in a two-bedroom apartment. I'm 29 years old. I made a list to my wife of all the things we would accomplish by the time I was 30 because I said, trust me on this business. We were homeless for the second time when I was about to start my business day one. We started day one, my business, living in the back of someone's house. They converted their garage into a one bedroom for me, my wife, and my two sons. We had about 400 square feet of space, maybe all combined. And that included the kitchen, the bathroom, everything all combined.
Yeah, all right? In one, right? Yeah.
And so it was a very big, you know, commitment she had to take on of like, hey, babe, we're going to jump all into this entrepreneur journey. And I know I've been just falling flat on my face. This is the second time we're now homeless, but I'm making you some promises. By the time I'm 30, we're going to check these off. We're going to have our daughter. We're going to be living in Lake Elsinore. We're going to be living in a two-story house. We're going to have a business that's going to have all kinds of success. We're never going to worry about being homeless again. January 27th, I would have to put my family at that risk again. Within 2 months, if I did not have results, we'd be sitting on the streets. So I'm thinking, what do I do, right? So I'm taking this dog out, and I get this voice in the back of my head. Manny, put the dog away and keep walking. I'm like, okay, why would I be telling myself this? Like, I'm thinking, I'm telling myself this. Why would I tell myself to go put the dog away and keep walking? It's cold. I'm tired. This dog needs to get his business done and I need to go back to sleep.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm about to go back. I'm literally about to grab the door to walk back inside. And the voice says it again. Put the dog away and keep walking. I'm like, okay. I'm a little intrigued now, a little curious. So I put the dog away. I start walking. I'm like, all right, what is this? I'm thinking, maybe I just need to clear my head. I don't know. And I start getting all these different questions, all these different things. And I'm like, what the heck? What am I doing? What am I supposed to do? What's the answer? And as clear as day, I hear, help the orphans, you have no fear. I had no idea what that meant. I'm like, what? Come on. I donate to charities. I sponsor events. You know, I've got booths over this to donate to this cause. I'm doing my part. And I get this sinking feeling like you haven't even made a drop in the bucket to what's possible, Manny. So I'm like, okay, let me see if I can go to sleep. So I try to sleep. I get this crazy dream. I talk about this all the time. I'll spare the details of it. But I wake up and I just get this flood of wisdom, this flood of just, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to do it. Go, 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 go. I wake up my wife. I'm like, babe, you won't believe what just happened. Now, before I say the next sentence, I kept telling my wife for years, all the years we've been married, God delegates. If he has anything to do with me, he delegates it. I wake her up and I say, babe, I had a conversation with God. She starts crying. I'm like, why are you crying? This is amazing. I have clarity. I know what I'm supposed to do. I got to help the orphans. I have no fear. I can do this. I can do that. I can take my skills. I can do this. She goes, yesterday when we were on the bed trying to figure out what to do, I was praying that God would reveal himself. He would give you clarity. He would tell you what you need to do. That's where faith came in, brother. Confirmation of knowing I was on the right track. If I just took that step, had that faith, man, it's going to be okay. You can serve. You don't have to sell anymore. Watch what I do. The reason why you're on this meeting today is because of what God's done. He's opened all these different doors. He's made From Orphan to CEO possible. I've been able to give this away for free to the world and had no clue how I was going to fund it. Didn't have to take in one donation. Didn't have to get any investor. I've been able to self-fund this because God says, Manny, go to this event in Vegas. Listen to this guy who's going to be on stage about this time on this day. Normally you don't do that, but hey, go in this stage and listen to this part. I listen in and this guy goes, you probably heard of him. His name is Cole Hatter from an event called Thrive.
My wife and I won the Monumental Business Award at Thrive last year. Did you know that?
You've heard him talk about this.
I was in Cole's mastermind for 2 years. So yes, I know Cole very well.
So he talks about this Tom Shoes business model. Everybody should have this Tom Shoes business model.
Yep.
Why don't everybody do this? And I'm like, that's it. That's how I'm going to fund From Orphan to CEO. I'm going to launch a product or service in my company where we completely use that to fund this idea. We're going to go and help businesses with the skills that I'm good at, get them to help me fund this Tom Shoes business model idea where the students that could never afford me but need my help, they can get it. And in that 2 years, 3 years since we've done that, we've been able to launch Manifestation School of Business. We have over 18,000 entrepreneurs in 77 different countries that are now learning how to serve their way to success. And we've got everybody from Cole Hatter, Sanja, Les Brown, Ty Lopez, Grant Cardone. I mean, the list goes on of who's been able to say, yes, let's help the next generation of entrepreneurs because it's possible. They just need to know that it is.
It's awesome, brother. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for, it's kind of funny. I actually said to my wife, I said, I think I met Manny at Thrive a couple years ago, but I couldn't remember. And then I remember now that you said that somebody introduced us to each other. I can't actually remember who it was, but yeah. So, wow, brother. Sorry, I got a little emotion there with you too. So thank you for that.
It's a hard story to get out, but it has to be shared. And it's the whole purpose of why I do the way I do today is because of having this faith that no matter how much I serve without trying to sell, the opportunities will come to help my business. And it continues to happen. I mean, now it's just a science that people, it's funny, when I first started this journey and started using the word serve, right? I was getting laughed at. My mentors were saying, man, you got to change. You cannot name your event Serve X. You can't, people are going to think you're just out there a butler to everybody. You're going to, what, a serve? Are you a servant? You can't serve in business. That doesn't translate to money. What are you talking about? And then now it's like, of course you've got to serve. Serving is the way of duh. And it's like, you know, you have this mentality of trying to understand business, and business is truly about relationships and serving. And if you do it right, you know, some people are doing it the wrong way. And this is where my consulting and strategy comes in, where they focus on building their communities through methods that are wasting 80 to 90% of their efforts. Yep. You know, they're building followers on social media, they're building their email list, and they're driving all their traffic to their website, right? All of those methods necessary, yes, but should not be your very first point of contact. I've been able to do what I do simply because of creating a mobile strategy behind the data and follow-up. Instead of asking for emails and followers on social media or giving them my website, I tell them, text me. Text me at this number and now you can connect. Now we can share strategy. Now I can give you all kinds of gifts. And I just give everything away for free. Everything away. From, they never get sold anything when I follow up with them. So everybody that connects, now they know, oh, man, he's sending some another free gift. What am I getting today? Oh, what kind of free giveaway is it? What kind of value am I getting? Oh, he just dropped a new course. on how to launch and monetize your own show. Wow, now he doesn't have to pay for it. It's completely free, bam. And just the strategy behind that, most people don't realize they're only chasing the 2 to 10% of sales by trying to sell up front and trying to focus on gathering data through methods that are just kind of, you know, the reach is just not there anymore.
Wow, I'm so glad you say that, because I'm you know, I became a big John Maxwell fan as a kid, believe it or not, Manny. I actually went to a church in my hometown, and my background is my father was an alcoholic, so I kind of suppressed a lot of my childhood things, right? And as I was growing up, I said to my mom, like, I was like, when I got out of college, I was like, Mom, I know John Maxwell. She's like, okay, honey, like, okay. And, you know, like one of those, hey, Mom, yeah, right, okay. And one day I'm watching John on a leadership conference that I was invited to be a part of. And he's talking about, he's like, he goes into this and he says, I pastored a church in Lancaster, Ohio. And Manny, I lost it. Like, I literally began to weep because that's where I lived, in Lancaster, Ohio. And then he shows this picture of a blue bus. And so all this stuff that I suppressed, because my father was an alcoholic and I suppressed all this stuff, I saw myself getting on this little blue bus every single Sunday to go to church where John Maxwell was the pastor, right? And my wife comes home that day, Manny, and she sees me on the couch and she's like, why are you crying? You know? And I said, I got to call my mom, right? And tell her that I had found out how I figured it out, right? And so, and that was in a season where I was just serving people, Manny. I was doing the same thing you're doing. I just, you know, it's really funny. I'm so glad you brought this up. And this will lead into the next phase of this, is that this week, like two of my wife's heroes in the faith hired me, like just, we know it's not out of the clear blue, right? It's ordained by God, right? And it's Lef Hetland and Patricia King, two very prominent, you know, who Tim Story and I were talking about last year. He said, they just called you out of the blue. And I'm like, yeah, they served at a friend of mine's conference and said they wanted to hire me. And I got on the phone with both of them, and I thought, it's just that act of serving other people, that people just come to you. Like you said, it's not like you're not twisting their arm to get them to sign up or to fill out your lead magnet or whatever that is. It's just an organic overflow, right?
I'll give you an example of a really crazy story.
Yeah.
How I got connected to Ty Lopez, right? Most of you watching right now, you probably know who Ty Lopez is. And this guy is the reason why I was able to stop selling my way to success. He put me into a program where I was teaching what I was doing to all of his students globally. And he was spending millions of dollars promoting this program. And I was one of the teachers in this program. Mm. But how did I get into
this? That's where I saw you at first. Now I remember. How funny is this? I remember
gold hair, huh?
Yeah, dude. I kept thinking, I said this, and I don't know if you do this when you follow people, you talk to your spouse about them, right? Like say, hey, yeah. I'm on an interview. Like, you know, I kept getting text messages from Tim's right-hand man, Joseph Mendoza, yesterday, who's just a phenomenal man. And he kept saying, Tim's been talking about you all day. What did you guys talk about? Right? Like, you know, and then so it's funny. So yeah, so awesome. Now I remember. I actually remember some of these stuff. It's so cool. Like, yeah. So
here's the man with the gold hair. Yeah. So a couple years before I meet Ty Lopez, I'm in Chicago and I get called for this event. This would be the first time I'm going to be speaking outside of California. And I get called, he says, Manny, I want you to speak at this event in Chicago. It's unpaid. You got to get your own way. But you got an opportunity to speak at this really awesome event. I'm like, cool, I'll do it. Right. I'll serve. And I go at this event and front row is this guy named Flint Harold. Shout out to Flint. Awesome dude. And he hears me talk. My talk bombs. I mean, my PowerPoint wasn't working. I turned up green on the screen. It was terrible, right? We had to be moved from a different location. It was a lot of headaches, right? But I stuck to my focus on serving. A lot of speakers, they just left. They're like, you know, I'm out of here, man. This isn't what we signed up for. Da, 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 whatever. I was like, I'm going to serve. serve, and I'm just going to do this, and I'm going to commit to it. I did that. Met Flint 2 years later. I've never tried to sell Flint. Just, hey, Flint, I've got some stuff I want to throw your way. I got an invite to an event. I got you in for free, da-da-da-da. Never. I mean, this guy's a real estate investor. He's doing very well for himself, could afford any program I put in front of him. All I had to do was use my sales magic, right, and make it happen.
Yeah.
But no, I focus on serving first. He calls me up out of the blue right after this experience with that conversation with God, right? Not even maybe 2 weeks later, I get a call out of the blue. Hey, Manny, what are you doing? I'm like, hey, man, how's it going, man? Long time no see. Hey, you know, I just wanted to thank you for all of those text messages and invites. And, you know, I haven't been able to respond to all of them, but I see them, man. I see all the serving you're doing. I want to throw an opportunity your way. I just invested 25 grand into this mastermind group. I could bring a guest, and my guest bailed on me. And the first person I thought of was, I'm in LA. Let me give a call to Manny. He's a, you don't have to pay to get in. I've already paid your ticket. Just join me. Hang out at this event. It's up in LA. Can you make it to Beverly Hills tonight? I'm like, probably. I mean, you spent $25,000 for this ticket. Probably going to be some pretty cool people in the room.
Yeah, right.
I'll see if I can go. Let me ask the wife, right? We still got to get that. Still got to get that. Okay. So I make it down. I had no idea whose it is. I'm like, I'm just going down to this location. I'm going to drive down. And I get there. It's this huge mansion, bunch of Lambos in the front. I'm starting to put two to two together. And I start seeing a bunch of young guys and a bunch of selfies happening. And I'm like, wait a second. I've seen this before. Here in my garage. It's the same one, right? And yeah. So I'm like, okay, cool. And the funniest thing is just a couple of months before that, my son is on YouTube. And of course he sees one of those Tai Lopez ads when they were just going crazy
everywhere.
And he's like, Dad, are we related to this person? You know, Manny Lopez, Tai Lopez.
Right? Yeah.
And I'm like, who is this? I don't know. Tay Lopez. Tay? No, we don't have anybody in our family named Tay. No, wrong person. I didn't even look, right? He's like, yeah, this guy's got some nice cars. I'm like, let me see. And it was a Lambo. I was like, dude, that's Tai Lopez. But no, we're not related. Brother from another mother, right? And the funniest thing, I get to this house, it's Tai Lopez's. I'm sitting in there. They're all just mingling, taking selfies, and I see a bunch of chairs in the front. I'm like, what's that for? I'm like, well, Ty's going to do like a 45-minute training, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, no one's sitting in the chairs yet. Why not? And I'm a sponge for knowledge. I love to learn, right?
I'm sitting in the front. So, person in the front learns all the most,
that's
right?
That's exactly what I did. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go sit in the front. Y'all guys can mingle at the, you know, dinner, dessert table. I'm going to sit here until the show begins, right? I get front row. We sit there for that 45 minutes. He drops some amazing breakdowns of marketing tips and strategies, and he opens it up for Q&A. And I go, Ty, I got a question. I'm sitting front row, big, nice gray suit, stand out. And he's like, oh, man, you pop out. So, bam, big hand in the air and everything. And I ask him, hey, what do you think about mobile apps? Because at that point, I'm in the mobile app space, and I'm thinking, do I just continue to sell mobile apps? I mean, do I pivot? I got to do this whole new servant structure. What do I do, right? And he goes, huh, that's funny you should ask. You know, and he starts going off with the story about finding a KFC or a Taco Bell where he was in the middle of nowhere. And he was like, they didn't have an app. If they just had an app at their locations, I would have been at their location, right? Simple thing. And then he goes, we're launching this program, Traveling CEO. And I've been telling everybody for months, we are going to have an app developer teaching a course on how to go to a specialist and have them develop your apps for your customers. You don't need any coding experience. And I'm like, dude, I teach that already. I publish hundreds of apps. Let me show you the app we did with Les Brown. And he's like, Les Brown, like the hungry Les Brown guy? I was like, yeah, that guy. We built him an app and got him like 1,000 speaking opportunities with it. And then he goes, Terry, this is our guy, right? Within 30 days, I'm at Tai Lopez's studio watching that video that you, or recording that video that you watched there. And that completely changed things. Now the marketing was automated. I had people blowing me up left and right. Hey, I saw you on Tai Lopez's thing. I'd love for you to build my apps. Hey, I've got a whole marketing agency. We don't have app development. Love to add that to it. We'll just send you a bunch of closed deals. 400 apps later. And now that's what allowed me to build a lot of that time building from orphan to CEO. We built out the ServeX program. We built out Manifest Station School of Business. I mean, all of that, because of all of these different opportunities where I served first and had no idea. I mean, did I ever think Flint was going to be connected to Ty Lopez to connect me to having my complete app systems automated? No, but that kind of happens when you serve.
Wow. So I'm just going to guess this, not really, but I'm going to guess that this probably really pleased your wife, especially from a praying wife's perspective. Because as you said, you know, God-fearing, spirit-filled wife, and she's praying for you. So she's seeing all the manifestation of her prayers, right? Being answered in your life.
Yes.
That what's that?
The manifestation of the
prayers.
Yeah,
a manifestation, right? And so God really used you in that time frame. And so are you still do, Manny, do you still do that? You still do the app thing, or tell me a little bit about what you've got going on now.
The structure,
tell me a little
bit about that. I mean, with the apps now, it's a focus on helping people create media platforms. So they either use it as, kind of like a website on steroids. They use them as a way to put their episodes on demand for their shows. It could be an event platform to be able to run integrations with. So definitely we still do a lot of the branding, app development. My focus is a lot in consulting. So we consult about 100 brands a year. The systems that I use, I mean, this one, I have one app alone that is the total lead gen source now. And it's my own manifestation school of business. So what I did is I created all kinds of courses, programs, anything that would benefit an entrepreneur. And I put it on demand in my own platform. This is completely free. We just give it away. And this has lead gen strategies. We've captured over 3,800 applications into my high ticket program. So we work with 100 brands a year. We have almost 4,000 applicants. We don't really need to do much marketing anymore, right? So now it's just going through the qualifications, and we still get at least 10 to 100 applicants every single year or every single month that are adding into that. So my goal now is teaching these strategies. We're maxed out on opportunities. I can serve and we're good. Now it's teaching these and implementing these on a duplicatable structure. So it's kind of like a Netflix for business that actually rewards you to binge watch our content. I created a little digital token called Manny Bucks, and it's how our students can earn a way to collaborate with our experts. So check this out. I started hosting these From Orphan to CEO events. No matter how motivated these kids get, money doesn't show up in their bank accounts, right? It doesn't just all of a sudden appear and they can go hire their dream team of coaches and consultants and specialty partners to help them bring their idea to life, right? They got to do their branding, their websites. They got to build all of their assets, their PR, their media, marketing strategies, all that. So the genius that I did, I went into all of my clients, again, over 1,000 clients I'm already a paid consultant to, and I started to go to each of them one by one. I said, hey, I got a bunch of students. They're day one entrepreneurs, right? These are at-risk youth, former foster kids. These are, they don't even know how to spell entrepreneur. Even most entrepreneurs don't know how to spell entrepreneur. But what they'll do is they learn how to start a business. They can't afford to hire you. They can't afford your $5,000 coaching program, but they're earning Manny Bucks by going to school. Can I include your service in Manny Bucks that my students can unlock? So this way you don't just give it to them for free. We know they don't show up for something you give away for free, but if they earned a way to collaborate with you, would you be willing to do that? And almost every single one of them are saying yes. And they're not only saying yes to that, they're saying yes to any entrepreneur that's got Manny Bucks. So we're creating a whole ecosystem of entrepreneurs being able to earn a way to collaborate with each other, literally serving their way to success.
Wow. Wow. Thank you. Well, I feel like I know you even better now. I'm more excited to, cause you know, now that, you know, I share this a lot. I'm very open about it. You know, I hired somebody into our group, into coaches, back in 18 and 19, and it cost us about $500,000. And so, and we were doing really, really well. And so I'm excited to get to know more about you. I'm excited to implement some of your things and here's cause HeatFluence is really growing really fast for us. And so I'm super excited to learn more about the app because that's stuff that I'm going to need. I just hired 4 practitioners and 2 more coaches last week. So we've got a lot of things happening, and I'm excited to learn more about that thing. Well, so let's finish with this. And then we'll let people know how they can connect with you and kind of get together with you a little bit more. So tell us some things right now that you're doing. Maybe you could just a word of inspiration, some things that you're excited about, that some value that you can give that maybe the Lord's just put on your heart as we've been talking and saying it's really kind of, as you and I said, said, you know, Manny said this to me before, because I always pray with my guests before we start. And he said, you know, when I was first starting my first business, I had my first mentor. We just, every time we got together, every time we did something, we just went in and basically went in your prayer closet, right? And began to pray. And I know that that had a massive impact on you, and you can see the fruit from that. So maybe you can just share some final quote or some final thing that maybe would encourage people and inspire people a little bit, you know, about things that you're passionate about, and how, and then we'll share how people can connect with you.
Awesome. So, I mean, I would say the quote that really stands out to me is something that I found during a lunch break when I was at this place, when I was working with my first mentor. This was before I started my business. This was right before. He was encouraging me to go start my own business. And we, every morning we would go before the day started into another room where, I mean, it was 100 people on the floor, plus another 100 people in the back office. So hundreds of people on the floor. And we went off and just prayed together to say, hey, let's help the people that we're going to be helping today. And one lunchtime, I was kind of really kind of down. And I searched on Google, like motivational quote, and clicked on images. And the first image, I could still see it today. It was a white background with black text. And it said, I believe that we are all created for greatness, not mediocrity, that we are to live our lives accordingly, striving to be agents of change as we attempt to leave this world a better place than we found it. That message is really stuck to me. Anytime I feel like I need to go do something, I think about that quote and think, you know what? I am too blessed to be stressed. I can live to inspire. I can help others create what's better about themselves. Maybe they don't know it yet. Maybe they haven't found that genius. Maybe they keep telling, being told by the world, you don't fit in this box, so you aren't special, right? You aren't valuable because you haven't checked off these boxes yet by this age. When in reality, everyone has their own genius. I mean, I'm talking to people that are like 70s and 80s, they're now barely discovering their genes, but they knew it was there all along. And they're like, I could have been doing this since I was 20.
It's funny you say that, because I feel like I understand life more now. I mean, it's really funny, man. I showed Tim's story, a picture of me yesterday from 10 years ago. He's like, you look younger than you did 10 years ago. He goes, and he asked me a couple of questions. And I said, you know, God's really shown me that my latter days of my life are going to be better than the former days of my life. And that the things that I've done were just a scratching the surface of what God's going to do. And for most people, I think, Manny, you can agree with me on this. A lot of people don't look at their life like that. They get to, you know, 60 and 70, and they just are like, you know, I always say the worst bumper sticker is let's coexist, right? Nobody wants to just, you know, coexist or limp home, right? Like, oh, I'm like my dad, you know, he's like, oh, I'm 80, you know, I don't care what I eat, you know, those type of people. We get to inspire people like that, like my client Bill, who's 71, who was told he had 6 months to live, and now they told him he's going to live to be 100 because we worked together for a year. So I watched the inspiration. Do you remember who shared that quote that you remember whose name was on that quote that you talked about a minute ago?
Unattributed. I've been searching for the author of that. It keeps just coming up unknown. So if you can find it, or somebody listening, let me know. I've okay. been trying to give credit for that quote for years, but it keeps coming up unknown.
Well, I was going to say maybe it was Les, but you know him pretty well that it wasn't him, but he has some of the best. He has some of the best quotes of anything. And I think it's good that you guys are friends and mentors and that you guys get a chance to spend. I'm sure Ty Lowe, I've noticed Ty is buying up almost everything. Like my wife is I'll end with this, and then I'll let you share how people connect with you and get to know more about what you do. And if they want to, you know, they want to get more involved with you, they can. My wife is the most humble person, Manny.
My wife's pretty humble.
She's a Proverbs 31 woman, 100% sold out Proverbs 31 woman. Has a prophetic gift, just the most kind, care. I've never heard her say anything negative about anybody in all the years I've been married to her, almost 14 years now. And she just so so humble. And I love that. And I love that, you know, when somebody encourages you to be positive, you want to just be around, you know, positive people. So I love it that we get to, you know, have mentors. We get to be around people like that, and we get to be around people that encourage us. So thanks for encouraging me today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about people, or how people can connect with you and get to know you better and know a little bit more about you, and maybe, you know, get involved in some of the things that you're involved in.
Well, I give people my personal cell. So you guys can personally reach out to me, 714-369-8528. And if you text me just the word gifts, right, that'll let me know that, hey, you're tuning in, you want some of the gifts. I've got dozens of them that we give away completely free. So nothing for you guys to buy, anything like that. There's just tons of free value that I put on our platform. You'll have access to that. You'll have access to all kinds of stuff. Promote your business for free. Access to my entire Rolodex of our specialists. They're all searchable by keyword. If you need an investor, you need a coach, you need an expert, you need somebody in PR, media, just type out and bam, instantly filters to the people I personally would refer my business to. So a lot of resources. I'm an open book of resources. So plug in, just shoot me a text if you have any question. That literally goes directly to my cell. Nobody else responds to that number but me.
Say that. So can you say it, Manny? Can you say it one more time?
714-369-8528.
Awesome. Brother, thank you so much. Guys, if you've been listening today, I would text Manny. Like, if you're listening, don't, you know, nothing happens by chance, right? It's everything happens for a reason, for a purpose, even when we don't understand it. I made a quote today, you know, stop focusing on what you can't control. Focus on what you can control. You can control texting Manny. I like it what he said. I like it what he said earlier. You said this is great. You said you don't have to have permission. It's just a decision, right? Manny's actually giving you permission, right, to text him, right? So it's just you making the decision to take the time to do it. Well, I can tell you, I'm going to do it just because I'm encouraged by you. And so if you're listening, as we end, you know, connect with him, you know, shoot him a text and share this with other people. Guys, everybody needs to know who Manny is. Everybody needs to know who he stands for and what he is. And look, we can never connect with too many of the right like-minded people and the people that can inspire us, because we never know what that one person, I mean, even God said that he would leave the 99 to save that one person, right? Just like he did with Manny, when he said, take the dog back, right? Take the dog back. And Manny was like, okay, God, like, why are you telling me this? Like, it's cold out here. Like, can I just go back inside? And that transformed the rest of your life. So as I said, guys, love God, love people, and live with passion. And thanks for tuning in to another session of the HeFluence podcast. God bless you all. Thanks.